follow-up. Just state your name and affiliation before you ask your question, all right?
I just say a couple of words, and then Lance can talk a little bit about Wes Johnson. Was the centerpiece from a player aspect of the trade. And then we're happy to answer any questions you have. I mean, the basic thrust of the trade is that we traded out Robin Lopez and Akeem Warwick, and we received back Wesley Johnson, a protected first-round pick. We also traded the 2014 second-round Lakers pick. Let me say a word about Hack. When we met with him at the end of last season, when we met with Hack at the end of last season in his exit interview, we were extremely complimentary of him and his professionalism. He really was the consummate professional, the consummate teammate. What you always hope for in a guy who's not playing as part of the regular rotation is that when he does get into the game, he is ready and does so with good cheer and good spirit, and Hack had that. But he did express, his frustration that as much as he liked it here, and I think he did like it extremely much, that he wanted the opportunity to play. And so that was a factor in our thinking, and when this opportunity to move him as part of this deal came, I think we wanted to accommodate him. But on his way out, I said it to him this morning, he is was a consummate professional here and a person of great cheer, and we're gonna miss his good humor and his enthusiasm in our locker room. With respect to Robin, I said at the outset that, we had every intention of bringing him back, and that was certainly the case. We met with him on the very first day of free agency and had an excellent meeting with him and made a presentation to him. And I think you all know kind of the humorous parts of that in connection with, bringing him back to Phoenix. And we stayed in close contact with him and with his representatives over the last month. Not unlike Hack, Robin loved it in Phoenix, but made it clear that he was really looking for an opportunity to be a starter. And if he got that opportunity, he was hoping that we would be able to accommodate that wish. At the end of the day, I think going to New Orleans probably provides that opportunity for him, but again, we would only accommodate him if it was in a transaction that was in our best interest. So, there wasn't going to be that opportunity here for him in terms of the opportunity to start, and that really was his motivation as much as anything else, indeed probably more so than the financial aspects of his deal in New Orleans. The trade, one other thing I'd say about the trade generally, and that is when we made the trade with the Lakers involving Steve, we got assets, and those assets have already paid off for us, because as part of this transaction, we moved the second round Lakers pick that we got in 2014. Help facilitate this trade, as did being able to use the cash or some of the cash that we received in that trade to offset some of our obligations in this trade, and that gave us the assets we needed to put together this very, very complicated trade. To be candid with you, it took a lot of lawyering on all sides and a little creativity to actually get it done, but at the end of the day, it looks relatively simple, but there were a lot of moving parts and a lot of rules. I'm going to turn it over to Lance to talk a little bit about Wes Johnson, and then we'll take your question.
Morning, guys. First off, this is just another opportunity for us to move into a new era for Suns basketball. You know, at a minimum, we're talking about six new players and maybe seven or eight when it's all said and done. And all of these guys are very young basketball players, with the exception of Scola, who is a seasoned veteran. And with that being said, we are wildly excited about guys like Wes Johnson who are coming here, because most of the players like Wes are at a point in their career where their careers could go either way. And we believe with the environment that we're creating here, and the history of the organization and all the wonderful things that we believe we have to offer, we'll be able to help catapult guys' career to the next level. More specifically about Wes, I think he's in a situation where he needed a new environment. He's a top five pick, fourth pick in the draft in 2010. He's extremely long. I think weight-wise, meaning his physical weight, he's probably more of a two guard, but by length, he's more of a three, and that's a position that we need to address, the wing. He can shoot the ball well. Actually showed that here recently in Summer League, where he has some very solid games. So shooting is something that we desire and like. And he will get ample opportunity to show what he can do and, you know, become a player, hopefully become a player here in Phoenix. So I'd also like to echo what Lon said, particularly about Hakeem Warrick, and that he is a consummate professional. And that's no slap at Robin. Robin was great having here as well. But Hakeem, you know, he acted in a way that you would only dream of a player would act in a situation where he's sometime playing and sometime not playing. So I really want to take my hat off to his level of professionalism given the circumstances while he was here in Phoenix.
Questions?
Lance, this is Chris Habis with SB Nation. Just a question on this trade for both of you guys is, in this trade, was the pick the cherry on top, or was Wes Johnson the cherry on top for this trade?
I'll answer that. I think it was both. I mean, I think the, you know, what we're trying to do is two things. We're trying to get younger, and we're trying to accumulate assets, and we had the opportunity to do both, and you also had to weigh that against the you know, the circumstances of Robin, you know, being restricted. The agent, and even if he came back, he would then be unrestricted after this year, and the inability to keep him here possibly, or lose an asset, and so it really was a combination of both. We didn't put more emphasis on one or the other. We wouldn't have done it unless we got both things. However, I would say that we needed a player that we wanted, and we wanted an asset.
It's Randy Hill, Fox Sports Arizona. First, sounds like the World Cup in Africa here. But anyway, Lance, I wanted to ask you about Wes. Why do you think he struggled in his first couple of years in Minnesota, and why do you think he'll be able to turn that around here?
Well, the honest answer is I don't know that I know enough about the internal issues or the internal situation there in Minnesota. You know, you can take things from afar and have opinions all you want, but until you're within an organization, it's very difficult to identify the exact reasons of a player lacking minutes or struggling or not living up to the potential. Now let me counter myself and give you my outside opinion. First off, top five pick, you're going to come with high, high expectations and often unrealistic expectations. And so he's carrying that. And then I think things didn't get off in that first year or so to the greatest start. And now your confidence gets a little shaky. He's a guy that can really shoot the ball. And if you lack confidence in this league, it is very difficult to play on a nightly basis and be successful. So why do I think it'll work here? We're in a position where we need young guys and we need to grow, and we're only going to grow as far as much as those players take us. So he's going to be in an environment where the expectations and the bar is much lower than it was being drafted as a fourth player in the draft. So he's coming in pretty much with a blank slate. We're really excited about this player development program. We'll try to work on him as much as possible to come and be the player that we believe he can be. And lastly, I would say we play a style that's a little more wide open and not as restrictive as other styles. So he'll have a lot of room to do the things that he can do well on the floor, and particularly shoot the ball.